A University of New South Wales student has been arrested and fined $1,100 for attempting to retrieve her personal belongings from a Sydney nightclub. The woman, who wishes to remain unnamed, says she called the police to help her gain access to her belongings as the club bouncer refused to allow her to obtain her handbag. But when the police came, instead of helping her retrieve her rightful belongings, they arrested her and told her to go home. She says there was no possibility of going home at 2 a.m. if she didn't have her keys, cash, and Opal card, especially as she lived an hour and a half away from the city. It sounds like the lead of a satirical news article straight from the Batuta Advocate. Well, it isn't. For one Sydneysider, that's exactly what happened to her. We speak to her now about her bizarre weekend. So what exactly happened? Take us back to the moment where the bouncer refused to grant you access.
Okay, so it was just a regular Friday night out. I went clubbing with my cousin. We went to the the regular club that we go to on the weekend. I just went outside for a moment to get some fresh air without, you know, realizing it was past the lockout time. Then I asked to go inside, which I was refused to, and I understand. And then I didn't really want to go back inside to party. All I wanted was to get my bag back. So I asked the staff if they can help me retrieve it. It's because it had my ID card in it, and they can check that it's mine. But they refused it because I had lost the bag ticket.
So you asked if a staff member could help you retrieve your belongings and you would stay outside. You said you didn't want to go in and party. You said you had your ID in the bag to validate that it was yours. But what was his reaction and response to that? What was the bouncer's reaction?
The bouncer's reaction was like a really stern no. And that's when I called police for assistance because I, obviously needed help to get my bag. But instead, the police came. And instead of giving me assistance, they arrested me.
So as I understand, you called the police to help you retrieve your belongings. But they arrest you and told you to move on. How are you supposed to go home without your Opal card to go on the train, without your keys to enter your house, without cash and card to take a cab home? Seriously.
Yeah, exactly. I was so shocked. Like, how is anyone supposed to go home without the essentials? And then I got really frustrated and, argued with the police and, started raising my voice because, they wouldn't listen to me. And they saw this as a violent, intoxicated behavior. And then they handcuffed me. And then they only helped me get my bag back when I started crying and literally begging to get my bag back just so I can go home. And then they let me go and then gave me an $1,100 fine. The ticket said, continued intoxicated and disorderly behavior after move on direction. How can I move on though without my bag and all my belongings?
So they only allowed you to obtain your belongings after you started crying. And then they fined you $1,100 for, let's face it, the hideous crime of asking for your belongings.
Yep. So they absolutely refused to help me to get my belongings until I started crying and begging.
And when they say you acted disorderly, were you violent in any way? Did this description on the fine accurately reflect your behavior?
To be honest with you, no. Because, okay, all I did was I raised my voice. I swore, I repeated to them, can I please just get my bag so I can go home? Which is what I feel is what most people would do in a situation like this. So no, I did not act any physically violent. All I did was verbally express my frustration for this situation.
So you only started heating up after the police wouldn't give you back your belongings. Listen. Anyone would be upset if they were asked to leave without any of the necessary items they needed to actually be able to go home safely, especially at the beautiful hour of 2 a.m.
Absolutely. I was extremely upset, scared, traumatized, and, worried that I would be stranded in the middle of the city at 2 a.m. anything could happen.
Now, every story has two sides. So we called the nightclub owner for his side of the story, and he said the patron displayed intoxicated behavior and was asked to leave after abusing staff. When pressed about why the patron wasn't able to retrieve her belongings, he said she lost her cloakroom ticket. He also said she was with a friend, so she had the capability to go home even without her bag. We reached out to our guest for comment regarding these allegations, and she maintains that she never abused staff and that she only got upset when she was denied access to her bag. She told 2SER that her friend's bag was actually inside her bag, so both of them couldn't go home. She said there were other methods besides the cloakroom ticket to validate that the bag was hers. In the end, she was able to obtain her bag only after repeatedly crying, so she wonders why they didn't give it to her sooner. The club owner responded that all patrons should remain calm or face being asked to leave immediately. The club owner states that it wasn't the club's responsibility whether she could go home or not without her handbag, even if her safety was at stake.